Nearly 150 years ago, Stephen Foster and his close friend Charles Shiras attended a concert given here in Pittsburgh by the singer and composer William P. Dempster. A featured work on the program was Dempster's own composition, The May Queen. The text is a long epic poem by Tennyson about a young girl chosen to be May Queen. Her initial joy soon turns to sorrow as she realizes that she's dying. Both Foster and Shiras were so captivated with the piece that they each wrote additional verses. Now, to present-day listeners, the original seems quite long enough, but the two young men evidently took a melancholy pleasure in the frequent repetition of the pathetic theme. Foster's brother Morrison writes, "Foster much admired the May Queen. His rendering of the verse, 'Tonight I saw the sunset,' was truly pathetic. At times, tears could be seen on his cheeks as he sang this song, so sensitive was his nature to the influence of poetry combined with music."
Tennyson's linking of death with spring and with youth is not uncommon for the 19th century, when death came more frequently for children and young people. While his treatment of the theme may strike modern listeners as perhaps overly melodramatic or sentimental, it represents one way that our forebears attempted to come to terms with early deaths. However, in deference to the fact that we are not so close as they to the tradition of long epic ballads, our version of the May Queen is an abridged one. It still retains the three parts, with some of the verses sung and the others spoken.